Early Yud Beis Adar, we're learning some halachas of Kriyas HaMegillah, 62nd verse. Okay, a few halachas of reading the Megillah. Megillah Sester, we're talking about. So, the Gemara says, you have to read the Megillah, Belaila Uveyom, Zecher Leneis, Sheyutzoikim, Yom Uvelaila. Now, it's from the Megillah, you could say you only have to read the Megillah in the daytime. It says, Vayom Ma'ela, Nizkorim V'nasim. So yomim v'loy leilos, you could say. Yom means yom. It does in many areas in the Torah. Yom means yom. So the Gemara says, you read it b'layla also. Many, many poskim say that there's a big difference between the night reading and the day reading. The day reading is divrei Kabbalah. Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Prima Gadim, I believe, that if you have a suffix, if you were yotzei, you have to say suffix l'chumra, not l'kula. Because it has a din like a d'oraisa, because it's divrei Kabbalah. But many, many poskim say that the night is midrabbanon. It's not a chiyuv mitzad the Megillah. It's a midrabbanon with misakin. That's what many say. And you have these differences. Like if you have a suffix, so you could say suffix midrabbanon l'kula if it's a regular suffix. Okay, that's one point. Another point is eating before the Megillah, so that has more, it's more nageya. The last 2 years, even in when Purim was Yudalid, you weren't listening to the Megillah on empty stomachs. The last 2 years, it was Shabbos, Matzah Shabbos, right? If you remember, the last 2 years was Matzah Shabbos. But now we're back to that you're listening to the Megillah and maybe your stomach's growling. You've been fasting all day, you're hungry. So, and with the women, it's certainly nageya. What could they eat before hearing the Megillah? Now, this kicks in the regular din that applies to all mitzvahs, that there's an iser to eat a suda, we'll call it just an extreme, to eat a suda, to be soyed before you hear the Megillah. So there's a few eitzes for that. If the fast is over, and now it's a question of eating before the Megillah, as I said, it's nageya many, many, many women. So first of all, you can make a shomer, and we rely on a shomer to daven Meirev. We rely on a shomer for many things. We don't even think about it. We just assume there's a shomer. Certainly, the husband going home and he's already heard the Megillah, so that would be a shomer to make sure that the wife doesn't forget, so to speak, to hear the Megillah. You can't say on your own you're not going to forget. That's what Chazal asked. Eating or getting involved in things before you mekayim the mitzvah. And this is nogeya both at night and in the day. It could be nogeya in the day. You know, there are women, let's say, that go to a Megillah reading at 11 o'clock in the morning or at 10:30 in the morning. But they're not allowed to eat a suda. They're not allowed to do something. We'll talk about eating before being yoytzer the mitzvah of the Megillah. So, again, one eitzah is to just make a shomer. And the husband would be a natural shomer because he already did the mitzvah, presumably. So that would be a shomer. L'maisa, you could eat up to a kibetza of pas, which includes mazonos also, up to a kibetza of pas. Okay, so that's that din. Another din. Sometimes people are tempted for reasons of their own, for whatever reason. It came up, I think, 2 years ago, or maybe it was last year. It came up again this year. People attempted, they want to make their own minyan for Purim, whether it's at night or in the day. Maybe they're in a rush, they don't like the way they clap homin in that shul, and they want to make their own minyan. So punkt by Purim, there's an minyan of Beroi Vam Hadrus Melech, more so than under normal circumstances. And so I told the person, it was 2 years ago, the person made a minyan. I said, punk, now you picked the wrong time to make your own minyan. So if you have a small minyan where you're always daven in, even if you're daven in your house, always, and that's your minyan, so then there's no chiv to go to a different minyan. You can do it in your minyan. Bray Vam is not machayiv you to go to a different, but certainly to pick that day to do it, to make your own minyan in the house, because you'll save, you know, even 15 minutes, but you're violating the spirit, the letter and the spirit of Beroi Vam Hadrus Melech, which says, you know, it's more choshev before so many people get together. Okay, so that's another point. And one more point, I say it every year, it's okay, I'm not afraid you remember, and that is a lot of times you're listening to the Megillah, it's a long haul, it could be 45 minutes, it could be 30 minutes, it could be 55 minutes, with Haman, without Haman, but the mind wanders, the mind tends to wander. We're all ADD or ADHD or other combination of letters, and you know, how do you stay focused on the words? So it's always a problem. You find yourself sort of not, you say, oh, and you're not sure if you missed a word or not. You must have heard it because you're standing in the room and you didn't all of a sudden get deaf, but it's not enough l'chaira for the sound waves to hit your eardrum. You have to hear it. It's not enough that you have to listen. You have to hear it. It's not enough that you probably heard it because, I say, the sound waves hit your eardrum. So I once heard a shi'ur from someone, which makes a lot of sense to me, and that is that if the Baal Kore would say something like, if you're familiar with the Megillah and he would, let's say, skip a word or skip a pasuk and you would notice it, or maybe even if he would say a word like in Hebrew maybe, so it's not so jarring, but it's not the pasuk. If you would catch that, and you would say, hey, wait a second, he did, so then it's called you listening. That's enough consciousness to be called you listening. I think the very mustavritic shi'ur to be magdir what's called you listening. So if you would notice if something, if he skipped the pasuk, that would only work if you hear the Megillah. You know, I would say if he said something strange in the middle, but then maybe that's not a good shi'ur, because then it's you know, it's jarring. You would, right. But kaponim, if you would notice something, that's called you're listening and you're hearing, and otherwise it's takashayla, and you have to make sure. Maybe you have to nap before the Megillah, okay, you don't fall asleep. Maybe you have to take a little Ritalin. I don't know. You have to take something before the Megillah and make sure you can concentrate for 45 minutes. Nowadays, that's considered a huge feat. They tell me in my speeches that people can't concentrate more than 15 minutes. So I don't know. Why do they do my Megillah Esther? I don't know. Maybe Megillah Esther is more interesting than my speeches. I don't know.